Just like the three wise men, a bishop must be filled with the courage of humility, not asking what prevailing opinion says about him, but following the criterion of God's truth and taking his stand accordingly, said Pope Benedict XVI Friday, as he ordained two new bishops during Mass for the Feast of the Epiphany of our Lord.
Multis ergo frates carissimi, munus nobis ab apostolis creditum, et vobis per impositione manum nostrarum tradendum, cum gratia Spiritus Sancti, usque ad mortem explere.
Volo.
Vultis Evangelium Christi fidelite et indesinenta predicare.
Volo.
Monsignor Charles Brown and Monsignor Marek Solczynski lay prostrate before the altar of the confessions above the tomb of St. Peter as the Pope and faithful who filled the basilica chanted the litany of supplication. 52-year-old New York native Archbishop Brown, a former official at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, has been appointed as the Apostolic Nuncio to Ireland. Archbishop Solczynski from Warsaw, Poland, has been appointed Apostolic Nuncio to Georgia and Armenia.
Essi erano, possiamo dire, uomini di scienza, ma non soltanto.
In his homily, the Pope described how the three wise men were men of science, but also men with restless hearts, who were courageous and humble. Pope Benedict imagined the mockery they must have endured for setting off on their journey in search of the King of the Jews. For them, the Pope said, it was a question of truth itself, not human opinion, because their humble courage was what enabled them to bend down before the child of poor people.
Anche il vescovo deve essere colmo del coraggio dell'umiltà.
The bishop too must be a man with all these qualities, said Pope Benedict. Then, referring to the rite of ordination of bishops, the Pope listed their tasks: preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, going ahead and leading his flock, guarding the sacred heritage of our faith, showing mercy and charity to the needy and the poor. The great star, the true supernova that leads us on in this task, he told the two men before him, is Christ himself.
Venendo ordinati vescovi, siete chiamati ad essere voi stessi stelle di Dio per gli uomini.
He concluded, as you are ordained bishops, you too are called to be stars of God for men, leading them along the path towards the true light, towards Christ. I'm Emma McCarthy.